Hi, I'm Chris Lloyd, and over the next few weeks on Inside Fighting, we're going to take you inside Carl Frampton's camp ahead of one of the biggest fights of his career. He stands on the brink of joining an elite group of UK fighters and becoming a three-weight world champion, and Inside Fighting will bring you exclusive, unprecedented access in these final few weeks. We'll hear from the characters driving the Frampton machine, sparring partners, friends, family, trainers and part-time comedians Jamie Moore and Nigel Travis, and of course, plenty from the main man himself. You won't miss a beat of the build-up with us, brought to you by 32 Red. You can watch episodes on YouTube, Facebook, and keep up to speed on our Twitter and Instagram pages at Inside Fighting. Please remember to like and subscribe, and welcome to the show.
Right, guys, what are we going to do?
Hello, my name is Carla Frampton.
Hey. Well, are we not building a snowman just?
I can't wait for him to retire. Like, I'm excited for him coming home and all. And just, like, staying there, not going away, back and forth and all. But he really likes boxing, so it'll be a tough choice for him. I know he's going to win because he's been training hard and, like, you know, sometimes, like, he just has to win.
This week on Inside Fighting, it's a family affair as we travel to Belfast to meet Carl's motivation, the Frampton clan, including 9-year-old Carla, as we dig deeper into why this upcoming fight with Jamel Herring and winning back his world title means so much to him.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for our featured bout. It is scheduled for 12 rounds and it will be for the IBF Featherweight Championship of the World.
And to discover why it means so much, you have to go back to December 22nd, 2018, defeat to Josh Warrington in the fight of the year, which left many people wondering if the 31-year-old was going to do what his daughter desperately wanted and call it a day.
Is Warrington going to retain, or will Carl Frampton move back towards his dream?
So what do the two men who went toe-to-toe on that night in Leeds remember of the fight, and why has it been such a motivating factor for Carl?
Like an unbelievable atmosphere.
The roar of his fans, the roar of my fans going up, it was just, you live for the night. I've seen Carl over the many years. I was there ringside when he beat Scott Quigg. I was there ringside, second fight against Santa Cruz. Me and a few of my good mates who were real boxing fans, you know, love the sport. Talked about how good Carl is, and often they joked, listen, it's a good job he's super bantam, because if he came up everywhere, you'd have an hard night.
I was hurt more in this fight than I've ever been hurt. Even the fights that I was down, I was hurt way more here.
I never thought I had him in the first round, if I'm honest with you. It was only the second round when I felt him fall onto me that I thought, I've got him hurt.
He surprised me with his approach to the fight. He surprised me with his punching power, and he outfought me.
Toe to toe, and we were trading blows. I knew it was going to take an A-class performance. Being a fan of Berema and Rallies, I absolutely love that fight. And when you see him going Abbott and Tong, you think, I'd love to be one of them. And for me, I was living it there.
What an intensity.
Great hand for what he's hurt Frampton.
He's holding on again, and Frampton's in trouble. Is he going to go? Warrington thinks he is. He's trying to take him out here in the second. And Frampton's on stiff legs. Another big left hand from Warrington.
In the middle of the fight, Jamie seen that I was struggling, I was hurt, my head was swelling bad. But he said to me, I'm not asking you to do something that I haven't done before. And you can, you know, I listened to that.
He is having to go absolutely into the well, Carl Frampton. Back comes Warrington again. Another tremendous round, what a great
I feel like crying watching Christine ringside here. It hurts me more watching her.
The way that it was after the final bell, you know, we crossed words and he said a few things and, you know, it meant a lot of what he said.
Great contest and surely a great, great win for Josh Warrington. That was a very special fight. Great respect between the two in the build-up, and look at what it means to the two of them. They have shared in a little boxing...
And me and Josh, we always had a respect for each other, and it's one of them things, again, when you share the ring with another man, especially in a fight like that, I think you gain more of a respect.
I've always gone into a changing room after the fight to congratulate my opponent and just shake his hand. And for him to come into my changing room straight away and give his hand and stuff, he had my respect anyway. As a man and a fighter, you know, he's a family man, he speaks well, he's a man of the people and his fans and where he's from. It went another level, to be honest with you. I didn't think it could go any higher, but yeah, massive respect for the man.
Unanimous decision, and still IBF featherweight champion of the world, Josh the Leeds Warrington.
One of the reasons for that defeat was that Josh Warrington had been able to bully Carl around the ring, something which he'd never encountered before, with a fight against a much bigger opponent in Jamel Herring upcoming. Carl's team set about a plan.
Carl Frampton will challenge world champion Jamel Herring on the 27th of February. A win for Frampton would see him become Northern Ireland's first ever three-weight world champion.
On our way to the gym to do some weights, mega lands. Momentum Fitness is the name of the gym, just in Hannistown, just on the outskirts of Belfast.
And what are we now, 4 weeks out from the fight?
About 4 weeks, yeah. It's history, it's massive opportunity for me. It's against a big guy, a big fighter. Someone who a lot of people just think that he's too big for me and he's going to beat me. I'm up for this one. I'm really up for it. I'm looking forward to it. I don't know if I've ever been up for a fight as much in my life. I know you say that there, like, but obviously I've been involved in some big fights, but it's just, I don't know, this one's different. There's something different about it.
Mate, same again, mate. 125 plus band tension.
125 plus band tension, so about 250 kilos probably.
I've been working with Mega Lands now for a couple of years. I sought him out really after the Warrington fight. Reason being, in that fight, I was pushed around for the first time in my career. I was outstrengthed, that's a word, by Josh that night. He was just stronger than me and he used it to his full advantage. And that's never happened to me. It doesn't really happen to me in sparring when I'm sparring bigger guys. Definitely had never happened in a fight before, but it happened on that night.
Strength is just every camp will keep hitting personal best. So on that aspect, which is my job. Head up, chest up, breathe in, squeeze super tight, drive through the floor, up. Good, easy. Three sets, one, two. Good, one, see that shoulder base down the back. Up, up, up. Good. Perfect. Good man, good lifting.
I'm doing PBs on a floor press, PBs on a deadlift. And I know you get stronger as you mature and get older, but I need to be strong for this fight. Obviously, I'm moving up to super featherweight, so I've been working really hard in the gym. Mobility's good, my strength is good, and I'm in a position now that I'm ready to do whatever it takes to win this fight. Now, people look at Jamel Herring and think he's the bigger man, which he is. I don't think he's going to be able to push me around in this fight, which it may surprise people that I'm going to say that, but I will guarantee I will be the stronger man on the night against Jamel Herring.
Breathe in, keep that core super tight, shoulder blades down and back, and just keep driving. So super tight. Come on, let's go, let's get it. Let's go, tight. Up. Good. One, keep that chest up. Come on, strong. Up. Good. Last one, let's go, big rep. Up, 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 up. Good. Good man.
Listen to this. Triple body weight, right? Thor, when he broke the deadlift for a record, 501, he was over 200 kilos.
See, it's not triple body.
So I'm stronger.
Pound for pound, it's not triple body.
Strongest man in the
world. Proving to the world he's strong enough to handle Herring's size and good enough to win back his title are one thing, but making sure his family is set for life is something completely different. This pandemic has changed the way that a Frampton camp looks. Instead of 12 weeks in Manchester, he's back and forth between there and Belfast, which gives him more time at home.
I like to be around Christine and the kids. Like, I like to be at home.
It's a bit difficult sometimes because he's always away. Whenever he's home, it's great and all, but whenever he's away, like, it's just different.
I love being home. I miss the kids when I'm away. I miss my wife when I'm away. And I think just mentally it's good for me to get home as much as possible, really.
He's been making all the dinners and all, and I think my mum likes it as well. she acts like he's annoying, but I know like she likes just him helping her and it's less stressful.
Carla is very gentle, sensitive, very, very caring about other people and other kids.
My mum gets a bit stressed, like I try my best to help her and all, and she handles it very well, but like I feel like everything could go a bit better if my dad was here to help with everything. Because of like camp and all, he's just always away on the like training and all, and different, I don't even know where he goes, but for the past few weeks he's been training here just to help out, because my mum did start getting stressed, and then I think he's going to go away soon again, just because, he's getting ready for a fight, so he can't just be training in the gym the whole time.
Do all your friends in school know who that is?
Yeah, and sometimes that's a bit annoying. I mean, I don't know, I don't even know, but like Rossa, whenever he joined Riverdale, like everyone was dead fond of him for some reason, like, so yeah, it's different.
Do you remember being at any of his fights? Do you remember when you were a baby and he won the world title?
I think, yeah, I remembered a bit where I was at his fight, and my mum, she was at different seats, like front row and stuff. And I was at like a few rows behind her, sitting with my aunt and my granny, I think. And I remember after he won, I think he won, after he won, I got lifted into the ring. And then, like after the fight and all, like I held his belt and it was pretty heavy.
Do you remember what was funny about you being in the ring?
No.
Do you remember you were asleep?
No, I don't remember being asleep, but yeah.
Do you watch any of your dad's fights now?
If my dad's fighting, in case he loses, my mum doesn't, like, we don't go over there anymore, like, we definitely don't. My mum doesn't really like us watching it on TV, because just in case he loses or something, so I don't get to watch him anymore.
Would you watch them if he wins? Could you watch them the next day?
Yeah, I think if I wanted to, then yeah, I would be allowed if he won.
Have you watched any of them?
I think I've watched a few. I tried in my granddad's once without my mum being there. I tried watching one where he lost, and I get why she doesn't let me, because just seeing him getting his head punched in.
Is it weird even though he wins, seeing your daddy getting punched?
Not really, because he's been doing it so long. I'm just used to it, like, just, I'm used to him always coming home with big black eyes and all. It's just, it's normal now.
Is that weird, though, at first, when you see him coming in with a wee black eye?
No, not really. I don't know why he just heals up so quick. Like, it takes him a week to get rid of everything, like, all the scars and all.
And you must love having your daddy home for such a long time.
Yeah, it has been good. He hasn't really been helping with the schoolwork. He helped Rosa a bit.
Carla's work's too advanced for me.
Can't even spell.
Well, I can't spell a bit.
Rhythm.
Oh, I can't spell rhythm. You've had that before, I remember you've had that.
W?
I'm going to try and spell it. R. W.
I thought it would be like, because...
Well, you're letting us down now.
Like,
No. R-Y...
R-I-T-H...
What?
E-M...
R-H... U... No, Y... R-T...
H-E-R...
H...
Oh, E-M...
Got there in the end. We'll take the bit out where Carla thought I'd started with a W.
Is he a very good daddy?
Yeah. Yeah, he is. He's always out playing football with me and... Like, some, not in this weather, but, like, if it's sunny, he would always be out for half an hour, and then he would play rugby with Rossa and all. Rossa loves it, and then, he's always outside with us, and then sometimes, yeah, every now and then, because of lockdown, me and my dad, because there's, like, a moat beside us. Me and my dad have been going on runs up there, and then I've been because he's been training me, like just running and all. I've been getting fitter because I used to do cross country in school, and then before my dad started taking me out running, I was just sitting about the house. So I think to keep me like prepared for it, he's helped me, like just keeping fit.
And what do you know about his next fight? Do you know anything about it?
No, not really. He hasn't been talking about it, well, around me and my brother that much. Yeah, I don't know that much about it.
Do you know it's for a world title?
Yeah, I know it's, you know, I know he's gonna win.
Do you want him to keep boxing?
I can't wait for him to retire.
What do you think would be the best thing if he retires? What's the best thing for you?
For me, just him, you know, getting to be a dad, like 24 hours, like all day, every week. Yeah, that would probably be the best bit, just, you know, getting to talk to him face to face and all. And, yeah, just him being here, and, yeah, it's just nice whenever he's here, like he makes really good. He is a really good cook, and also he makes really good food, and then that's really good. Like he made tonight, he made potatoes, but they were like pizza ones, and they were like really good. So he's a really good cook. That's like a reason why I want him to be here, and him being a dad, just, you know, all the time would be great.
And you don't have to talk to him over FaceTime then?
Yeah, because sometimes whenever he's away, he would FaceTime us a lot. And it's great, but it starts getting a bit annoying after a while because he's just FaceTiming us, like, every 5 minutes.
Do you think he misses you more than you miss him?
Yeah. I mean, I miss him a lot whenever he's away, but just the fact that he's like always phoning us and all, and like he always says it like I miss you and all, so yeah, I think he misses us a wee bit more than I miss him.
And for Carl, family doesn't just mean Christine, Rossa and the fantastic Carla, it also means mum Flo and dad Craig, who first nurtured his son's passion for boxing when he was just 7 years old.
I think I bought them a couple of pair of gloves out of work for the two of them to mess about with, and probably that, and then he's a bit of interest in the boxing. There used to be a character called Joe Farrell, who's one of the coaches, and Joe used to walk the area with his four dogs. Everybody knew Joe, and Joe had run White City before he joined with the Midland, and the club became Midland White City for a while. So I think the missus asked him, could you bring him down? And Carl, being small for his size, Joe, yep, bring him along, and took it like duck to water, basically.
He showed a flair pretty early,
didn't he? Yes, he did. It wasn't long after that. He had his first fight up in, I think it was Port Stewart, on Scorpion Show, if I remember.
Did you have nerves back then when you were watching him?
No, not really. I'm usually all right. Maybe the first couple of times I watched him, you know, you just don't know what to expect. So, plus you'd seen him in sparring, so he seemed to be able to handle himself okay, but no, I'm not too bad. The nerves didn't seem to bother me much.
Did he show a flair for any other sports when he was younger?
He was quite good at the football, yeah. But he kept getting injured at the football, and, you know, people sticking the boot in. I actually probably done him out of a few titles when he was younger. I remember one of his own teammates tackling him up the Grove Park, it was. They went in to attack an opponent, and the two of them clashed, and Carl came off the worst, and I think that was probably maybe a county anthem or something like that, or an Ulster title he could have been going for, had to pull out, you know. It was one of the things that used to annoy Billy McKee, that while they were getting injured playing football and then coming down to the boxing club and, you know, looking for the boxing club to sort it out.
And do you remember that first fight at Port Stewart?
Like, I was not.
You were not?
No, what had happened, I think I was actually working, and what happened in them days was, I think, you know, you had got a phone call, coaches phoning each up, have you got anybody small size, you know, 9-year-old for an exhibition, something like that, 7-year-old for an exhibition. And that's the way that it worked, you know, coaches that trust each other. So he went up and apparently done well as far as show. But I wasn't actually at it. But I'd been to most of the fights, but I wasn't at that one, definitely not.
Were you there for like the Ulster titles and Irish?
Yes, absolutely, yeah. All the Irish titles, Ulster titles. Many a time down to Dublin. Scraig of Dawn with Billy McKee. Back late that night or staying overnight. You know, some good memories.
5 points to wait, 3 points up. He lands that right hand again. So he is capable. I have never seen David Oliver Joyce in trouble before. Fantastic performance here from young Carl Frampton.
It looks like he's going to add on the name of David Oliver Joyce to his list of conquests. Bernard, those questions. The bell, the final bell rings, and Carl Frampton knows that he is the new 57 kilos featherweight national champion of Ireland. He's defeated David Oliver Joyce tonight here in the...
There's always something that we bit in your mind here. You expect them to win if everything goes to the plan, but you never know what could happen. You get cut, get an injury, you know, so you just hope everything goes to plan and you come up and get your hands raised at the end of the fight.
How would you remember that night at the Titanic then, when he won his world title?
Well, I had Carla on my knee all night, plus she kept me warm, but so she slept the whole night. There was no babysitters available, so I think... I just remember her sitting on the knee. And I remember shouting over to Barry McGuigan before the last round, it's in the bag, something like that. And he seemed to be a bit more nervous, you know, but I was confident he'd won the fight all right.
And when his hand was raised, like, can you describe what that's like as a dad to see your son grow up? Oh, and
proudest punch. I still had Carla in my arms at this time, but I think we left it around the ring. She was still sleeping. I don't think she actually woke up until... We got to the changing rooms when actually Kiko came in, or Carl went into Kiko. One of the, Kiko came into Carl's room, and the two of them were well badly marked, you know. So it was a good night, long night.
So obviously those are the highs, but then with fights like Warrington, how do you feel watching your son in fights like those?
Warrington was a bit of a shock, the result. Carl was favourite. He was confident he was going to win, but, you know, fair play to Josh Warrington. He boxed well in the night. His plan won. You know, he executed his plan well. The other fight, Santa Cruz, I can't remember a thing about it. Not a thing.
Which one, the first one or the second?
Second one.
The second one?
I've never watched it. I probably never will, but I don't remember a thing. And I watched it sober.
When Carl wins his third world title, what do you think that would mean for his own legacy and his own career?
Well, you know, how many people in the UK have won 3 titles? Not a lot, you know, a handful. I'd be over the moon. He'll be over the moon. Maybe get him into the Hall of Fame. And that'll leave a legacy there, you know.
And for like a young lad to come from...
Yeah.
From Belfast and to conquer the world and see
what wins. Yeah, absolutely. He'll be over the moon, yeah. That'll cement his name, you know, and... history of boxing.
Well, 2 weeks from tonight, we'll know whether Craig is right and if Carl is champion of the world again. And in the meantime, we'll leave you with a prophecy from the undoubted star of this week's show, Carla Frampton.
He seems really excited about just, like, because he's confident that he's going to win. If he doesn't, but not that that's going to happen, like, I'm sure he's going to win. If he doesn't, I think he might have another fight or something. Maybe a few more, I don't know. But if he doesn't, I think he's going to keep trying to get the world title.
We'll see you next week for episode 3 when we sit down with this man.
Good to meet you as well. Love what y'all do. Believe me, trust me, I do. I respect what y'all do.
That's Jamel Herring in next week's Inside Fighting, together with 32 Reds.